for his vote. I'll do the reading. But I'm more getting involved in your atmosphere. It reminds me of, like the editorial atmosphere, which is, should we all really be working? Should we all just go and do some work on it? Well, I won't screw up now, I'll show you. But my friend Paul invited me, and we've only met tonight. He'll tell me when I should stop. What I want tonight to do is to, it's quite amazing for me because I want to read out something which is, how can I know what it is unless I read it out, and I want to see what the reaction would be, but I'll just cut the bullshit and read a poem. Thank you very much for all that, in memoriam. That's a lot of data to be giving out. I'm sure it's all fabricated. Yeah, I've written a book about Seamus Heaney. It's a free country, isn't it? Some of you might have been to Chicago, that's about the only reference that's required here. To conjure up. I went absent, leaving you for Chicago. The hotel became a hospital. I signed my committal form at reception. At the Sears Tower, in the elevator, a silver-walled room, powered by jet engines, trust me with strangers to the 110th floor. From this height through the windows, the lights in the towers of the city, the moving lights of traffic, and street lights still far below. A snowy cloud moved across the window, dimming the scene of the black and the lights and the towers. With you missing, I could only conjure you up. And then I said, I would give you all of this city below us from this mad height if you bow down and adore me. I bow down and adore you by the waters of Lake Michigan, breaking and breaking in waves without salt. And she said, I will bow down and adore you. So I gave her the city. With pleasure, I gave her the city of Chicago. The thing I'm learning is that some people think, I've spent a lot of my life reading poems, and I'm beginning to realize that the autobiographical level of poetry is probably very low. But generally people feel if you've written some sort of poem, it must be absolutely every word about yourself. So I just want to read very quickly three poems in this kind of vein. House of Figs. And I'm going to give you the time. I find it very nerve-wracking when people are reading a poem. Could it be 8 minutes, 4 minutes? This takes about 2 minutes to read. The inbox lights up with Bethany and clarions like room service from the distant past. Ride the shock waves of changes, full circles, unsettling or shaken perspectives. The feverish reply launched into the echoing miles of ether towards Washington in the Pacific Northwest. How bleak the backlit Plutonian shores of Sligo. I am conflicted between messages of you. One is the female crucified Jesus. Sunday school revolt, ideational acting out of the repeated headline, LOI, LOI, Lama Sabachthani. A saddle of calligraphy on each thigh from the ink-jetting pen. Anoint the sheets with the mask of your face. Strut those ghostly blue outlined tattoos of Kentucky. The speeding boxcar. The salt shaker amidst healed scars and burns. While civilized life inscribed in law demands life be lived. Eloi, Eloi, Lama Sabachthani. What kind of lawful life produced a phrenology on your lampika thighs in the white room that grew goose flesh walls, the cuts around kneecaps releasing the flowing lifelines of wine down your sloping limbs? And through you a lover can enter the house of figs, the hazel eyes of the sphinx burn with fiery gems, one for sunrise, the other sunset. From where does our hope, our joy, our ecstasy come? From our tragedy is your answer. Yet your post-romantic goodbye until, turning into the alley with a wilting hand. Some things last a long time. The moon shines stark from a broken cloud, illuminating an incense cigarette. Some things last forever. I shall rise to the dead by your anointing. I shall not need to ask of this world in this world. Shall any woman forgive our desertion? Shall any woman forgive herself for falling in love with a man? And the leaves of the fig tree shroud their fruit in the gale beyond tragedy. I'm not going to start philosophizing, but this term of metaphysicality and metaphysical somehow has brought this collection together that I'm going around promoting. And it means that I've been able to move out of this, I suppose, I don't know what it is, questioning or whatever one goes, whatever one lives agonized all the time about. So maybe that's, I don't have any answers to why one is writing. I notice everybody tonight we're writing. It seems to go on and on and on and on. This is completely different from those two. It's called Mop. The error is to see you numerically. Six legs, two antennae, and retractable aerial. The tongue long as a limb. Your folded wings are a blue sail, with black flecks on the sere glass ocean of window. Punctuation point eyes and furry garment. You walk while you see all or nothing at all. What flitting, jolting, chaotic gravitational landing and more, narrow leaps and loops beyond aeronautics. How easy to see you as subatomic, with inner organs, part particle physics and a beautiful line of algebra. Your digestion, a textbook of equations. You flit again to the window wood with legs, a delicate handwriting that walks, illegible almost, erased, except for the watercolor petal of your fin, which could not sustain the scent of a breeze. You tick and throb, drilling delicately for some crumb beyond my vision, perhaps some wood sap, only available to you for drinking. The sun's rays do not obliterate you. Do you sweat and overheat? Rest, high flyer, I cannot look down on you. We cannot touch except at what level. Fleeting friend, when I leave the room and return later, you will be gone. Gone where, I do not know. Less than a microscope knows in real terms. That is in the essentials, the answers. I've been lucky to be able to wander around and get jobs involved in the, I don't know, I'll call it the academic industry. And I can't say anything about the Arts Council unless the Arts Council is one of your fuckers.
I'll go on,
yeah, I know. No, I write a lot of reviews and I feel, I suppose the older I get, I mustn't get old, but I'm never gonna not be a hippie walking around with a hat on me. But I realise that it is time to question a lot of these things that I've taken for granted. But I mean, I've been lucky as well. But this is a type of piece that's trying to question the whole business of writing itself. And you've heard of Gauguin and Van Gogh, and you've heard of Wiesenthal, the Nazi hunter, and you've heard of Antonin Artaud, a dangerous kind of a writer who lived in Paris. But so we lived. The sunflowers. And from a fixity of these flowers, he became sunflowers, yellow on yellow on yellow. And a friend took action and painted them in a painting, painted the sunflowers. It was, of course, Sonny Gauguin who put his sunflowers in a carrier bag on a chair with a white shirt across the back of it. But Van Gogh returned to sunflower paintings, wheels of petals, charcoal axles, wheels of fire, until finally taking revenge on himself. The dying soldier in the infirmary and the killing factories asked Wiesenthal for forgiveness. Dead soldiers were buried, according to regulations of the Reich, on each grave a sunflower, showering perfume on the earth, the gold leaves, disc plates full of striped seeds, nourishing, ripening the green stalks of the flowery torches, swaying in homage to the sun. Wiesenthal could never forgive this and became a professional hunter, exemplary in action, dedicated to revenge for his fellow victims. While Artaud created a theory showing the artist motivated by revenge, making art a dish warmed up to eat. We still consider the sunflowers taller than humans, though a mammoth golden Buddha, his down-gazing eyes are not in time, except for the smile that is in shadow. Knows that moment. I'm boasting again now about being in America. I think if I wasn't born in Ireland, I would have loved to have been born anywhere in America. Any chance you could sort this flying? So lots of flying. I don't know what it is about flying. There was a time when I used to get up on a jet and think you've all done it and think, I don't know if I can go through with this. But somehow you break through in the end, do you? Our flight today. I think of you at takeoff, the great bird about to rise, over 100 of us hushed in rows, the empty cinema aisle, exit, signs lit. Starring now in our own motion picture, the engines rolling and whirring, rain outside adds to the scenario. Not the romantic stars, the candles that we expect to look upon. Notebook open. I know of no other bomb than a book, said Mallarmé. Is there sustenance in these notes, a few naked quotes from Empedocles on Etna? Empedocles who jumped into a volcano? The unthinkable behind the silence. There can be no silence perishable as the damp clouds. The icy darkness, diastole light on the wing. I might embrace this, confront the ultimate, instead of anxious, longing to go back or fast forward, to burn the tension. I try to x-ray this craft of ingenious beauty and functional design that I must trust. Cabin crew, pilot's harem. Will Captain God tell the truth and angels bring the nectar? The death in which I lose one of my lives and the ultimate death in which I lose the game itself. Wrote to man on computer games. Time will not level out in this time of ascent without an image of you. I cannot break through. I dare not think of you. Cogito ergo, ergo, ergo. I And they don't like people drinking too much on flights, do they? I remember one flight in America, one early morning flight, when they used to give free champagne. And you can guess what happened. Everybody, of course, took it. Of course, I took it. And in the end, everybody was nearly singing. But I was talking to I won't name drop, but I think we've all got well as it's working out. To die in an air crash if it explodes, not so bad, you know? Not the worst thing. The boob. Anybody who's been to Paris might have seen this crazy bookshop, Shakespeare and Company. This takes about a minute. George Rules from the Riverside Bookshop, four stories high along Rue de la Boucherie, proudly claiming Walt Whitman as his ancestor. Shelf after laden shelf rising like wine racks in the city. The roving eye can soft focus anywhere. A Faber translation of Laments by Jan Kochanowski. For free accommodation upstairs, you must read a book a day, tend the shop now and then, live on pancakes, croissants, or whatever your budget will allow. Two Londoners outside the kitchen on clarinet and fiddle play Jazz Suite No. 2 by Shostakovich. But George seems oblivious among the backpacked youth at table, facing a cracked plate, a fork with sugar on the prawns and a pot of honey, as he plans another week's rota for this Shangri-La, where the living and the dead confront each other. How's your time?
We're good.
What time is good, is it?
12 minutes.
12, okay. So what I'll do is thank you for this, and I'm going to... I don't have any weapons or bombs, but I do want to read you something different.
Okay.
Very short introduction. It would really take about 2 hours to tell you what this is all about. I was in the north of Ireland, six counties. Anybody got a slow violin? I was born up in that part of the world, and I was shuttled back up there in 2011, working in workshops and up and down different places. And I'd kind of been out of it, forgotten about the whole thing. And it's interesting, if you're in Cork or Galway or Dublin or Kilkenny or Carlow, no cliches intended. It's a little bit like a honeymoon or a holiday camp in a way, compared to Coleraine, Belfast, Derry. Now I'm entitled to say what I feel Paul was saying. We've no censorship here. That's why I'm along. So what I found myself doing is that yes, I'm like you tonight writing. I'm enjoying what I'm writing all the time. I'm enjoying surviving. But I never saw myself getting involved in writing about the abominable six counties where I was born. But here I am in the middle of the whole thing. And it's interesting to me that I would even... But anyway, my statement about all this writing, which is amazing for me, I feel privileged and lucky about it, is that somehow I don't choose the stuff. Because one or two of my friends were saying the other day, when you get a commission, there's usually, if there's a little bit of money involved, it's usually not very much. Writers are treated like, I won't make a rude comment. But generally, the great thrill, you get a commission, you get the money, and then you suddenly have to go off and write the goddamn thing, or the great thing. But this is different. This is the freedom that I've always enjoyed, that you can write what you want. But I still think that I wouldn't really write something like this. I think there's some other me involved in doing this. So this is about 9 minutes, and I'm not apologizing for the content. I'm not apologizing for the comments. Some of them are graffiti, and some of them are quotations. But I'm absolutely unapologetic for the content. There's a lot of names. Andy Tyree of the UBF. A lot of people involved in what we might call activity. Martin Mansurg is one of the people who wrote up the Good Friday Agreement. I had the privilege of meeting a lot of these people in what I call my research. I'm not interested in the research. I'm more interested in what I've felt and smelt up around that region. for the last 5 or 6 years. Get a life, Mark Mansurek. You two were fooled by London. Irish passport photographs include round heads, never the obverse. Tricolour in the continuity, hate tradition of true round heads. As in Bessie Bowen, closet sexologist, racist, novelist, planter. And James Joyce to Gertrude Stein in Paris. Makes more sense to me, a Brit is a Brit is a Brit. And darling Mrs. Thatcher's words of clarification. Murder is murder is murder, from one who created murders. And Gary Fitzgerald's Southside Anglo-Norman property barn foiled by Thatcher. And Holly's silver teapot bespoke politics, personal finances embezzled, thus below regained. And Martin shuffled into the National Gallery. Quote, Bowen's Court is a loss, but Gregory's cool park. Oh yes. You know, if you talk to terrorists, they think they're winning. Unquote. And Harry recalled MacLeamore had said, my dear boy, that's a term we need to abolish. And young Oxford-faced March proclaimed, oh, I'm Anglo-Irish, you know. Unquote. Rule Britannia, marmalade and jam. Five turf sods up your arse, going bang, 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 bang. The Earlsford Terrace chant of C.J. Holly's day. Regained is obscene for Irish Tories, ingrown Brit iron, toenails, Georgian hall doors, wedding cake ceilings, Southside Dublin neo-pale politics. But of course Belfast is more British than Finchley, Dixon. Margaret Hitler Thatcher through her moustache. Fixing hits like Loch Gall, easy work for the SAS. Revenge for Éireann Éibh in London, 79, Westminster Parliament, car park. Invaded for Aries Elevation, Lord of the Realm. With one INLA Mercury tilt switch bomb costing £5, 12 pence. And the Tory party conference bomb, Brighton 84. IRA gangbang on Margaret Thatcher. Maggie Carter, Uncle Epp told me, is Magna Carta, England's never-changing snob hierarchy. And of course, Mullaghmore, Lord Mountbatten, British Royal on jolly Irish boating holiday. A narrow water worn point, 18 paratroopers picnicking. One of them, Lieutenant Colonel David Blair, vaporised into Devonshire yogurt. And Eamon McCann leant over the counter, saying, people made a holiday in their hearts, the news of a dead soldier. War is war is war, but there were no Irish wars in English history from 1171. Only the Irish and IRA are terrorists, and that awful little man, Danny Morrison, fucking Sinn Féin Fenian. We can win the war with ballot paper in one hand and the Armalite in the other. And Richard O'Rourke shouted, but Armalites don't fit into ballot boxes. And Joe Duffy of RTE nervously said, 1916. Can't show it on children's TV. Censored Donnybrook Stanlis Broadcasting Service. Rule Britannia, marmalade and jam. Five surf turf sods up your arse going bang, 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 bang. London tabloid intellects degreed bourgeois Dublin by 1973. And Billy McKee via Brendan Duddy and London drip feed. And MI5's fogey uncle Michael Oakley, chess on many boards, war games. London arranges the Ulster Workers' Congress to dismantle Faulkner Stormont, the untenanted Castle Dracula of Belfast, vampires off campus, ghostly civil service, Le Grand Dole of Northern Ireland, piping in pounds sterling from the Thames, London's options from mainland Reichland, Merlin Reese to Roy Mason, chess pieces chosen. Played, reneged, cancelled, Whitehall to Whitelaw to white lies, cut glass smiles, oh yes, yes, of course. The clipped responses mean little treaties, petty treaties, lying treaties, stalling, dissembling, lying as the ultimate outcome, playing orange cards, green cards, with pretense to ever hearing hated Dublin that broke away, and that hideous 1.9.16, rebels, rebels, plots, taking 26 prize chunks of land, for themselves, those filthy fucking Irish Fenian rebels. Their holy walls were suffering. What tosh. pain in the neck for London, Sunshine, the Irish question. And Mr. Mansurek said in the NatGal, don't exaggerate my contribution to the GFA, but I can't be proud of the clause, Irish, British, or both. Unquote. And faced with Andy Tyree of Orangey Murder Incorporated, the loyalist claimed, my hero's that Cork boy, General Michael Collins. Unquote. Poor old Martin Mansurek, he is taken to the green. Poor old Martin Mansurek, he is singing, fuck the Queen. He walks along the Shankill Road, signing off on another green load for the Good Friday Green Man, Martin Mansurek. And someone slaps Martin on the back. Don't know which your side on, Martin. Don't know which side you're on, but we know you're working for us. Shout again, Martin, with your Tory throat and then down on the bogside end. You can't sing, Martin, but you were singing in Downing Street, pissed and brandy. Sure, anyway, two final acts for tonight. Hey, come over here, the Price Sisters. Give us a song. Dolores and Marion, better known for taking war to London and execution couriers for IRA informers. Sisters force-fed to plastic tubes and other torture. Sing up. Do your throats sound a bit sore? 2 in 30 counties has always been the spark. The natives and the shamrock glowing in the dark. There is no Irish question, 'tis an evil London lie. Turn on more wars, my darlings, and Tory pigs goodbye. Oh, Dolores and Marianne, you never fail to entertain. And the finale from Machine Gun Meenan. Put down that fucking glass, Machine Gun, and come over here. Give us your Johnny Cash rendition. 4 lines of the H-Block Blues. Oh, all right, just one verse. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, go get yourself a gun. I shot some British soldiers just to watch them die. I hear car bombs exploding. I hold my head up high. It's not my fault. I didn't write that stuff.